From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca, reporting at least 19 injured as car rams shoppers in Australia. Authorities in Melbourne, Australia say the man arrested for injuring 19 people when he deliberately drove his car into a crowd of pedestrians has no known links to terrorism. Shane Patton is the acting chief commissioner for Victoria State Police.
He is a 32-year-old Australian citizen of Afghan descent. He is a person who is known to Victoria Police. He has historical assault matters. He is not currently on any bail or any corrections order or anything of the like, and has a history of drug use as well as mental health issues.
Another man was also arrested.
As a result of that occurring, there was also another 24-year-old male in close proximity around that time. That 24-year-old male was seen filming the incident with his mobile phone and also had a bag that had possession of some knives in it. That 24-year-old male was also taken into custody.
Four of the 19 victims are in critical condition. One of the victims is a toddler who suffered a serious head injury. Another North Korean soldier has defected to the south across the heavily fortified demilitarized zone a month after another soldier left his post and made it across the border despite suffering multiple gunshot wounds. This time, South Korean soldiers fired warning shots at other North Korean soldiers in pursuit of their defecting comrade. The European Union is threatening member Poland with sanctions over judicial reforms that it said threatens democracy. Warsaw insists it is only following Western examples. The EU is giving Poland 3 months in order to change its course. For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.